Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get you. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating our 20th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show on the radio, and we're doing it with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Don't know what we would have done without her for the last almost 20 years. We're talking about, by the way, that's galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. That's her website. It's been around for a long time. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a 20-year website, and so I hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Grace Marie, thanks again. You got another website too, don't you?
We do. ObamacareWatch.org. We'd really want people to
What's
join
there?
Us there.
What do we find there? Grace Marie, what will we find there?
You'll find everything you could possibly want to know about Obamacare. We've refreshed it many times today with information about what's happening with this law. If you would have found information out there about association health plans.
Right, right. So, Grace Marie, one of the things that you were talking about is you had some more good news on that's going to come out of on Obamacare coming up in the next in the next few weeks with President Trump, right?
This executive order actually has three parts. First, they're going to do a subvention health plan. So we're going to need the agencies to make sure that happens. But they're also going to create a temporary health plan. Obamacare shut those down, basically said you can't have a temporary health plan for more than 3 months and it's not renewable. Even somebody knew that they were going to be between jobs for a year. It was trying to force people into the Obamacare exchanges.
Yeah.
The administration is going to allow people to have temporary health plans for a year and they will be renewable. So, and then the important thing is they don't have to follow all the Obamacare rules and regulations.
Wow. So basically we're dismantling this. Hey, Grace Marie, hold on. We're going to call you right back. We got just a little bit of a bad connection. Hang up and we're going to call you right back. Folks, stay with us. We're going to take about 15 seconds to get her back on the line. And but now here, I want you to realize what she's talking about, folks. Obamacare that we hoped Congress would repeal and replace. We hoped that would happen. We thought that was going to happen back in the spring, and then the summer. It didn't happen. But now President Trump, and folks, you heard me take on President Trump when it was appropriate. But you got to give him his due. He's following through on campaign promises like regulations and like on health care, like repealing and replacing. He hates Obamacare as much as small businesses do. Doesn't he, Grace Marie?
He does, absolutely. And looking for every pathway he can to try to repeal and replace this law. But he's also looking creatively for things like temporary health plans. Can those be renewed to give people the opportunity to buy a non-Obamacare-compliant health plan? Remember, one of the reasons health insurance is so expensive is because the Obama administration loaded mandates and rules,
including mandates that people can't even use. They have to pay for things they can't even use.
Absolutely. So these temporary health plans operate outside of that structure. We may be able to have millions of people, not only on associated health plans, but buying plans that they want to buy.
When would that be effective?
Well, it takes a while for the administration to turn through the process, but they're hoping that temporary health plans will be available for next year. Maybe not on January 1, but during the year next year. Because you know they've already been talking to insurance companies. They're going to come streaming into this market because they keep saying, we want to sell plans that people want to buy. Right now we're being forced to sell plans that people are forced to buy.
So let me ask you a question. With these executive orders and people rushing out of Obamacare into these things, and association health plans and the temporary plans, is it going to get to the point where it doesn't matter what Congress does? Obamacare is just going to be dismantled one piece at a time?
Well,
organically, almost?
What's going to happen is Obamacare is going to wind up being a hybrid pool. with only people who can't get health insurance anywhere else in the high risk pool. And
it's
going to
be it's going to wind up being the name of the high risk pool that we could have created otherwise.
Exactly, without disrupting our $3 trillion health sector. But there's one more piece that's going to be good for small businesses.
Okay.
And that is they can create flexible spending accounts. There's not flexible.
Wow.
It's health reimbursement arrangements. This is like an HSA created within the company. But the change will be that people can use the money in those accounts. They work like FSAs, but the money rolls over. They can use the money in those accounts to be able to pay premiums. So that means if a husband has a health insurance plan that's offered at his company, the wife has one offered at her company, they have to choose. Not anymore.
Hmm.
They can choose one
plan. That makes sense.
And use the money that the other employer would have contributed to help pay the premiums for
that. Wow.
So it's kind of more like
a individual ownership. Wait a minute. Now, Barbara, I'm sorry. Grace Marie, wait. I'm actually getting the vapors here. You're talking about something coming out of Washington that's logical?
I know. I mean,
I got to sit down. Hang on. I got to sit down.
It's logical, makes sense. And trying to help small business, they know. Small businesses are the engine of our economy, and they're trying to help them. The big companies are protected. The small businesses aren't. And
well, we need the help on health care because I'm not so sure we're going to get it on taxes. Hey, Grace Marie, thank you for 20 great years.
You are wonderful, Jim. Let's look forward to the next 20.
Let's do 20 more. I'm with you on that. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our heroes. Check out Galen.org. And support them, folks. It's a great organization. I got to take a quick break. I'm 29. I'm Jim Blassing. Him is 29 after the hour. I'm having more fun than the law allows.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.